a thin volume in my library titled The Voices of Morbath. Morbath is a small village in England in the county of Devon. Between the years 1520 and 1574, the parish church of St. George had the same priest who each year wrote down the events in the life of the parish. The services and parish functions, births, baptisms and deaths, the many ordinary things that make parish life in a small village of 300 souls. These are the voices of Morbath. Over the past several weeks, we have been invited to listen to a selection of the voices of St. Edward's, as they have been recorded on the parish website. Although not spanning over 50 years, these voices of vestry members, musicians, wardens, Sunday school teachers, Eucharistic ministers and more have told the history of this place through their own lives. Some of the voices are of parishioners who founded this church, others who have joined over its short 35 years history. Each voice has a story to tell, and each is part of the wider story that is the voice we call St. Edward's. It amazes me to think that it has been my privilege to have been the priest of St. Edward's for half its history. Sunday by Sunday, week by week, festival by festival, through baptisms, weddings, funerals, pastoral encounters, it has been my privilege to journey with you and witness the good you do. The Greek word for church literally means the people of God. You, the voices of St. Edward's, past, present and future, are truly the ecclesia, the people of God. And I give thanks to God in Christ for who you are, what you are, and what you are becoming. As it was 500 years ago in the small village of Morbath, so at St. Edward's, the centre of parish life, is the Sunday worship, where all our voices come together in harmony to sing the praises of God, and to give thanks for what Christ does in our lives. Yet our worship of God in Christ is only the beginning, for each Sunday we are sent from this place to join God at work in the world around us. This is what our ministry of time, talent and treasure is for, to support the ministry of this place, to meet God in Christ in the faces of our neighbours, whoever or wherever our neighbours happen to be. In a few days from now, we shall gather on the Feast of Pentecost to celebrate God's gift to us of the Holy Spirit. On that day, we shall offer our own thanksgivings to God, the collective thanksgivings of our stewardship. I thank those of you who have already made their offering, and if you've not already done so, there is still time, and I encourage you to make your offering of stewardship on that day, so that St. Edward's can continue to serve God in Christ, not for this current year alone, but for the years to come. Thus, on the Feast of Pentecost, the voices of generations past may join the voices of generations present and to come to make with one voice the Ecclesia, the people of God we call St. Edward's. God bless you all.